Baker.
Here.
Lori Blakemore. Jill Brown.
Here.
Bill Calvert.
Here.
Glenn Kratzky.
Here.
Grant Hughes.
Here.
Larry Moraga. Janine Mortimer.
Here.
Kathy Rivers.
Here.
Alexis Ryland.
Here.
Jim Sayer.
Here.
Jeremy Stewart is here. Seth Yenser.
Here.
Do you have a board?
Wonderful, thank you so much. And audience?
Nope.
No audience. Okay. Did everyone have a chance to look at the minutes?
I move to approve as submitted.
Move to approve. Any discussion? Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, perfect. Minutes from the March 2025 commission meeting are approved. Chair's report, I do have one this time, and I'm terming out. Next month will be my last meeting, so I'll need to choose a new chair. And yeah, and a new representative for Park Tucson on the Complete Streets Committee. And I was going to try and figure out a way to stay on, but I don't think it's a good use of my time. And I'm really disappointed about the extension of the meters going forward when there has been such public and private resistance to it. I understand that this body needs funding, but I see in my daily life many ways in which money can be generated for Park Tucson that it's not. And I also see in my daily life, living and working downtown as I have for over 25 years, that people will not pay for parking if they can find a cheap or free place to park nearby, which is in our neighborhoods, which is why we have the residential parking permit program, which is very rarely enforced when it needs to be. And it increases circulation, people driving around looking for places to park, particularly if they're concerned about getting a ticket if they drink. Increased circulation makes it more expensive for ride share because it takes longer to get places, and it deters people from coming downtown. I was at an event on Saturday night at Mocha, and parking was a mess. People were waiting 30, 40 minutes for their rides to come pick them up, saying, oh, this isn't really worth it. All the people I was standing with. Also, Kathy and I, and we really spoke some concerns about employee parking, and I know that Tom has, you know, tried to find some adequate or close to adequate solutions for that, and it's not. And our employees are going to continue to have to be in dangerous situations to come to work. I can't find any justification for working if I have community hours to give it. I think it needs to be in a more transit-oriented, solution-oriented body, because I understand that Park Tucson needs to fund itself, but it's making less sense. I see in my own neighborhood these permitted spots along 10th that are empty. They're just empty. So 10th is a protected streets while the other streets in Iron Horse become a parking lot. It happens every Friday and Saturday night now because people don't want to pay. The garages are full. And I don't know what the solutions are, but I don't think it's increasing meter time and days. Maybe along with some other solutions. I've gone on and on about infrastructure improvements, and there's been opportunity within the city for more public parking being made with these big towers going up that weren't explored. And I saw this hurt my business last time, and I know it's going to again, and I know it's going to hurt business downtown, people particularly from the 5 to 7 hour. And that's just what I've heard from people that come down here, and they're getting more and more frustrated with issues. And, you know, I could just go on. So anyway, I just wanted to state that on the record. Also, it's been a pleasure being part of Park Tucson for a really long time, and I do think that managed parking is an important thing. And I just think that one hand doesn't speak to the other, and it's constantly playing catch-up rather than a holistic approach to a vibrant and financially functional system. And that's all I have to say about that. So next month will be my last meeting, and I will talk to my ward, because I'm the ward 6 appointee, so I'll talk to Karen and see if, and if anybody knows anybody who would be interested. And then also I really encourage, Complete Streets is a pretty exciting, it's a very dedicated body of folks that are really looking to ensure that the Complete Streets mission is achieved. And it's a cool group of people. So that's that. And we will move on to the administrator's report.
Thank you, Jill, appreciate it.
I would like to just say thank you for your service and everything that you've done.
Oh, thanks.
You're an amazing advocate for your employees and your people and the people downtown. So I really appreciate all that you've done and all that you've tried to say. And I do think it can be difficult when you're on a board and not agreeing with the decisions that are made. It feels that you look like you're voiceless, but you haven't been. You've absolutely spoken up. And I think everyone's heard, and we're all still trying to find solutions. And again, I appreciate you and everything that you do for the people. And I'm Donovan, you'd be very proud of you.
Oh,
yes,
thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So, Tom, our administrator's report, please.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Jill, so much for your leadership and guidance and your help with me and Park Chief Song. We really, really do appreciate
it. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to introduce everybody, Lindsay Salcido from our communications team is here. Works with Amanda as well, who's a little busy this morning. So. We'll be talking about some communications efforts later. And also in attendance, of course, we have Trudy from our finance team. And from Park Tucson, we have Erica Garcia, JR Kelly, and Jose. So thank you so much, guys, for coming. So moving to our on-street parking meter status report, I wanted to show you guys kind of what we get every morning. We get an email that really kind of breaks down where we are with our meters. We have a critical count, a warning count, and not detected. So 23 meters out of service. The critical pull count, we're getting close to these being out. And JR, correct me if I'm wrong, but 143, those aren't out of service? Or some of these could be out of service?
Could be out of service. They could be meters that are hooded. It's hard to say exactly what they are.
Right. So, you know, I've been referring to the critical pull count in the out-of-service numbers every update, but I've overstated how many have been out-of-service. Within the 143, there's another email that breaks down all the reasons for the outages. So I would probably have to go through and just, you know, look up every single reason here, but it does give us a location, meter ID number, and a reason why it's either critical or not reporting or warning. So normally I would say 143 out of service, but that's not exactly accurate. But going forward, I'll refer to this list and give you the precise number. So somewhere between 23 and 143 meters are out of service on that, on the meter status report. We are continuing our repairs. There is a pallet of meters in San Diego right now that's getting repaired. We hope to have those back soon. There's just under 200 meters, I think, on that. And we're gonna buy additional batteries so that when those come back, we'll put them right back into the field. So hopefully when these get back in a couple of weeks, we'll have this close to zero. Hopefully that's the goal. And any questions on the meter status report? All right, thank you. Parking service agent staffing levels. Happy to report that 3 new hires are on board. The latest addition started yesterday. So of this current recruitment, we've filled the 3 positions. We are now gonna open recruitment for 3 additional parking service agents. We're gonna hopefully post that within a couple weeks for 3 more. And those are the 3 remaining positions we have open. So 3 positions are currently open. We're also gonna be receiving some bicycle training this Thursday and Friday from the Tucson Police Department. Sergeant Alexander is going to provide training. It's 2 days worth of training, so you won't see a lot of agents on the streets Thursday and Friday. They'll be doing bicycle training, and we haven't done that in a while. The bicycle training is going to allow us the efficiencies to get everywhere we need a little quicker. During the heat of the summer, the bikes are a welcome mode of transportation instead of walking. So trying to get the parking service agents as many tools possible for them to do their job. After July 1st, we're looking at purchasing another vehicle for our fleet. But in the meantime, they're walking and driving. Special events update. I have a short list of special events that we're focusing on. Tucson Police Fallen Officers Memorial is May 1st. We have a lot of high school graduations, of course, coming through. Those come up on our special event review committees. Some of them affect us, some don't, but a lot of the larger high schools submit special event requests. I know Tucson High did, Cholla did, and a few others. So looking forward to the high school graduations. There are some road closures included in those. 14th Annual Children's Festival is coming up April 27th. Cinco de Mayo events coming up beginning of May. A lot of events around that holiday. River Top Tier Truck and Car Show and Resource Fair, April 26th. Thank you, Jose, for your support in that. That's taking place at the City State Garage on April 26th. And of course, our Mariachi Conference, April 26th. A lot of great events surrounding the Mariachi Conference. I know a lot of the group in here touched some of these events, so if anybody has anything to add for these events, any words of wisdom or information, please let us know.
Where is the Children's Festival? Is it a
museum? Yes, I believe so, Children's Museum.
So does that close 6th Avenue?
It does. Jose was on that CIRC review. Yes. So 6th will be closed?
Yes.
And the Mariachi Conference, is that at the library?
They're doing
really good.
This year.
At
Hockamay
Plaza.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's always so fun. Mm-hmm.
Come here. Yeah, I know last year was really a big turnout for that, so looking forward to that. We had a very special event that took place on April 10th, and that was the Donovan Durbin 6th Avenue Underpass Dedication Ceremony. And we hosted that at the Corbett's parking lot near 5th and 7th, and it was very nice. I know there was a couple folks in attendance from this group. Sam Credio was the MC, had some really nice words about our previous leader, Donovan, and all his life's accomplishments and what he did for the city. And there's no words that can express, you know, all of what he contributed. But his wife, Erin, spoke as well. And at the 6th Avenue underpass, if you take a walk through there, you will see Donovan's postcard collection on the wall on both sides of the underpass. The underpass has been repainted. Lights have been restored, the old-fashioned round lights. Those are all working. And it was really a time for everybody to reflect and then take a walk down the underpass. I'm gonna see if some photos popped up in my inbox. Darn it, they didn't pop up for some reason. Lindsay, thank you for sending them to me, but they're not popping up right now, but it was a very nice ceremony. There's the real theme of the location was a connection from downtown to 4th Avenue and that business district, and Donovan's contribution to aligning that corridor and really revitalizing the businesses and activity around that area. So I know Jeffrey was in attendance at the ceremony and Kathy, and I don't know if you guys have any other words to say about the ceremony.
No? I thought it was really beautiful, and Sam really did a beautiful job. I was very impressed, and it was really focused on the connection of downtown all the way through 6th and Donovan's dream of bringing it all together. So it was a beautiful job, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. DTM ran the show, and everybody supported it. Lots of different divisions and departments helped with that. So the 6th Avenue Underpass is now named after Donovan Durbin. And any questions for any items?
Okay, number 7, the extension of parking meter enforcement hours outreach plan.
Thank you very much, Jill. I'm going to go over to the plan. So, as you know, we're extending the meter enforcement hours on June 1st. That's the date we have planned. And we will be providing this commission updates about the communication at every meeting we have until then and beyond. So regarding the communication plan, it's primarily here to establish the outreach efforts that Part 2 Sum will follow to inform downtown business owners, residents, and stakeholders of the extension of parking meter enforcement hours. As you know, current enforcement hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Meter parking spaces are free after 5 and on weekdays and on weekends. The new enforcement hours will be Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Meter parking spaces are free after 7 p.m. and all day on Sundays. No time limits will be in place after 5 p.m. and posted signs will designate paid parking between. Actually, this is not going to take place. This I have to take off. So originally we were going to have those 3 hours afterwards that said paid parking, but because we reduced it to 7 p.m., it's just the 2-hour parking, which the signs already indicate. So it's basically business as usual at the 2 hours. And what that does, and folks do it now, let's say you start parking at 3 p.m. You pay for those 2 hours. After 5 right now, there's no paid parking, there's no time limit, so the car can stay in that space after 5. So really from 3 all the way till 8 a.m., you can park on the street. So that's just moving back to 7. So if you pay for paid parking between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., the car can stay after 7 p.m. You don't have to move it, and there's no paid parking after 7 p.m. So Park Tucson staff will provide information on the following stakeholders, raising awareness and the goals of the enforcement hours. We're reaching out to that business owners in downtown Tucson, Mercado District, 4th Avenue, and Main Gate Square. We're going to reach out to neighborhoods and neighborhood associations along the Sun Lake Street Park corridor and near the University of Arizona. Entertainment and event venues, including the TCC, Rialto Theater, and Fox Theater. Visitors and customers to downtown Tucson, Mercado, 4th Avenue, Main Gate, and the U of A campus. We're also in touch with the ward office. We've met with every ward office to share this information. Excuse me. And an off-agenda memo was distributed to all mayor and council stating that we're moving forward with the extended hours on June 1st. June 1st is a Sunday, so we don't enforce on Sunday. So June 2nd is really when it rolls out. So the ward offices and mayor and council have all been informed, and we've received support from the mayor and council. So now we're talking about outreach. So what are we going to do to make sure that the business residents and general public know what's going on? Part 2 Sum will distribute a flyer to residents and business owners in the downtown area. And the flyer will include information about the proposed enforcement hours. It will be delivered to residents through their neighborhood association newsletter and to business owners via email distribution lists from DTP, FAMA, TCC, and the Marshall Foundation. And I wanted to show you an example of what that flyer looks like. Bear with me while I find it. Here it is. So this is what the flyer looks like. New parking enforcement hours, effective June 1st, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7. A pretty simple flyer. This QR code will take you to a website that has additional information. And here is a preview of the website. So this can be found on the parktucson.com website, and we'll make sure to post the link everywhere we can. It's a pretty simple breakdown of the new enforcement hours versus the current enforcement hours with that information. we dictate or state that the enforcement orders will not apply to 4th Avenue on June 1st due to impacts from the Downtown Links construction. Downtown Links is expected to be completed in fall of this year, and the extended enforcement orders will be reviewed and modified if necessary to include the 4th Avenue district. It talks about why parking meter enforcement hours should be extended and provides a background with, you know, you've heard this before. We've had mayor and council direction. We have the Tucson Curb Management Study. The link is here for that 200-page plus study. And we highlight some of the information out of that study, particularly the utilization target range for on-street metered parking occupancy. As you know, after 5 p.m. and on Saturdays, we have a utilization of about 100% on-street. So the goal of the enforcement hours is to bring that occupancy down to 75 to 85%. So visitors can find a parking spot on the street in front of the business that they desire to visit. We talk about other peer cities and their enforcement hour times. And we have a series of FAQs on the website as well. So I won't go into that, but there's contact information. And on our website, we will also have a place to submit additional comments as well. I don't see that link here right now, but we will get that up to receive additional comments. So that's what that looks like. And here's the flyer again. And just getting back to the timeline, we talked about the website. I'll get to the timeline in a second, but a press release is also a big part of our outreach. Press release will be distributed to media outlets to bring awareness of the extended hours. Social media will be used to provide information as well. We will be posting a lot leading up to the June 1st date and beyond. We will participate in neighborhood meetings and any meetings such as the DTP Merchants meeting as necessary. We'll conduct media interviews as requested. And here is the timeline. On May 1st, we plan to roll out the website that I just showed you. That'll be available on May 1st. The flyers will also be distributed on May 1st. So really the goal on May 1st, that 30-day heads up, is to the people that are most affected. So that's gonna be the downtown businesses, residents around downtown and the Sunlink corridor. So really getting that information to the businesses on May 1st is the goal. And then May 19th, we have expanded information and media types that we're gonna be using. So that's the newsletters and e-blasts, which go out to Park Tucson email subscribers, award offices, Downtown Tucson Partnership, downtown businesses, including state and federal, and neighborhood associations. We're also gonna start a social media campaign on that day. We'll have a NewsNet email going out to all the City of Tucson employees. We're gonna try to post a message on a mobile app so that when you open the app to pay for parking, you'll see a message on top that states that new enforcement hours will go into effect on June 1st. We'll also put that on our website at the top as well. And we're also engaging downtown community events to bring awareness as well. So that's all happening on May 19th. And additional outreach, you know, via the website, we'll have feedback online and we'll be here to answer as many questions as possible. So that's really looking at the timeline and the flyer. So I'll take any questions or any comments about the communication plan.
Tom, the plan looks great. Will you include commission members when the press release goes to the media so we're aware that they've received that?
Absolutely, I will do that.
Tom, could you go back up to the, I guess the merchant section? Is there, and I'm sorry if I missed, is there any part of this that speaks to business outreach? Would that be under?
The flyers will go to downtown businesses through email list through Downtown Tucson Partnership, FAMA. I'm going to reach out to FAMA for their email list and ask for help distributing to those. So May 1st, we plan to share that information with the downtown businesses.
Is there a piece of this that will communicate with businesses the new options available to employees?
Yes, that will be directed through FAMA only at that time. The downtown employee monthly parking is available. Those options are changing. No additions to downtown employee parking are being made. I brought a couple examples of our business cards. So we're really trying to get these out to downtown businesses to make sure that we educate the employees on other options to park. And the Pennington Garage has plenty of capacity for any additional monthly permits that are desired.
Okay, that's helpful. So the options that you've worked on are FAMA specific?
Yes.
Okay.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I may have missed that. That's helpful.
Yeah, they are FAMA specific, yes. Yeah, and we're going to talk about the Ariane 4th parking agreement here in a moment, but additional options are going to be 10 additional permit spaces on 3rd Avenue near the football stadium for Tucson High. And I'm also working with Scott Cummings about using part of his parking lot at 5th and 7th for additional parking in his lot.
In my conversations with our businesses downtown, specifically the employee element, the concern, we talked about that. Even though there's no alternative options outside of the FAMA area, is there anything we should be doing with businesses, any tools we should be giving them to help them transition their employees, even if it's just mentioning, you know, Pennington or working with businesses on maybe businesses that can at a certain scale, maybe help subsidize an employee, like any tools that maybe our downtown businesses can start to put in place as this thing?
Sure, I think the main thing is to promote reaching out to Park Tucson. Reaching out to our office, whether that's by email or phone, and talking to our staff about monthly parking. Interested in signing up, contact Park Tucson, and we'll help you through that process. We'll provide all the options for the different lots, and just provide information, getting these out to businesses, and making sure that everybody's aware of how to contact Park Tucson, and we're here to help. We know that this might create additional pressure on our monthly parking, and we'll be ready to handle that as well.
Okay, so any other questions on item number 7? We will move on to item number 8, Ariane 4th Parking Enforcement and Monthly Parking Permit Agreement.
Great, thank you very much. So, as you know, Ariane 4th, which is a residential complex on 4th Avenue, they have a small covered parking lot adjacent to commercial space that they also have at their facility. This lot was being used without permission by several folks. Ariane 4th reached out to Park Tucson for some enforcement help, and we have been doing that. So enforcement visits for that lot are made twice a day, Monday through Friday. And a significant number of citations have been written. The compliance has been gained as a result of the citations. Park Tucson retains all the citation revenue, but Ariane 4th reported that it has helped. Ariane 4th also installed signage on their facility to indicate that it's private property. They have the code on the sign that states it's only by permission. So that was really the first part, is to start enforcing at that parking lot. The next phase is to use that parking for employee parking. So we're working on the agreement with them, and this is here are some of the details that are going to go into that agreement. So 30 parking spaces will be used as paid public parking, subject to the rights of the owner under the agreement. The city will offer these parking spaces for monthly parking permit holders for employees who work in the 4th Avenue Business District. The cost of the permits will be $45 per month, 25 of which will be provided to the owner, Ariane Fourth. Park Tucson will retain the $20 that's left over. So $45 is the cheapest rate that we have currently for our parking lots. I believe the warehouse lot is the $45 rate as well. So we wanted to provide and offer the cheapest rate possible. Park Tucson will sell the permits to individuals and manage the distribution and payment of the permits. The owner may decrease the number of available permit spaces for permit parking to 20 minimum with a 30-day advance notice. So what the idea for that parking lot was to provide spaces to their commercial leaseholders for their employees. No commercial spaces have been rented as of right now. So all 30 spaces are available right now, but they do anticipate dedicating about 10 spaces to those employees when it's needed. We're still working out this agreement, so the goal is to go only down to 20 at a minimum. I don't think they would need 30 spaces for that function. So we're working on those details and hope to confirm the 20 minimum soon. So the city will manage the paid parking operations starting on June 1st. We will establish and manage a list of permit holders. We'll create a new style of permit to distribute. And we'll conduct enforcement of applicable parking ordinances. And we'll establish a letter of agreement with Ariane Fourth outlining the insurance coverage. The city at its own expense will patrol the lot with its parking service agents, which we're doing now. And while it's understood that the city will retain all revenue from citations issued to vehicles parked in violation of the city codes and posted signage in the lot, the diligent and timely enforcement of such codes will serve to increase the revenue of its operation. Signage to be provided by the owner, listing applicable parking codes, and revenue will be collected by Park Tucson through our typical monthly permit process. So that's really just a recap of the enforcement and permit options that we're looking for, looking at for Ariane Fourth. But I'll continue to update this group when this is finalized, and with additional details about the other parking options on 3rd and hopefully that private lot on 5th and 7th. I'll take any questions.
Is this a 24-hour situation?
Yes. Yeah, a permit will be good for 24 hours. It's if you have a permit, you can park there 24 hours a day.
Is the agreement with the ownership of the project or the management company?
The ownership. Yeah, it should be the ownership. We're still working out those details, but it's going to be the ownership.
That's helpful. Really good. Thank you. If nothing else on that, we'll move on to the financial report and the 5-year plan.
Thank you. I'm going to hand that over to Trudy.
Thank you. All right, so starting with the financials. What we see overall compared to last year at this time is a 25% increase in our operating revenues. 7% of that is for our off-street programs, with specifically the highest revenue earning garages of Pennington, Central, and City State. And then we have seen an 11% increase in permits. So that is a good indicator, and also a 7% increase in citations. So once we add in our non-operating revenue, we have an overall increase of just 2% over last year, and that is just due to a couple of decreases in insurance claims and our interest income. So moving on to our expenditures, they're pretty much in line with how last year was. Some expenditures are up, but we've been able to keep others down, so we land ourselves at a 0% change in expenditures. So we are ending period 9 with a $1 million surplus. So our revenues were up more than our expenditures. All right, and then our last page just showing us what are the highest earning revenues, which is of course our off-street, and then followed by the others shown there in the pie graph. Quick overview of the financials. Any questions?
I have a question, but I don't know when to ask it. And it's about the latest kind of, if transit no longer remains free, and the comments of the city council that they would look towards Park Tucson as creating, as filling in for that, I don't know. Where would that come from?
Right, that's a good question. And Trudy, please add if I missed anything here. My understanding is that this subject has come up in the past several times. Our plan is to go back to Mayor and Council on June 3rd at their meeting to explain how big our budget is compared to transit. The transit budget is well over $100 million, I believe. And Park Tucson's budget's about $5 million. So I don't think that Mayor and Council is quite aware of how much money we're making and where that will fill. But in my talks with Sam, the director of DTM, our response will be that Park Tucson should not be funding transit in any way. I don't think it would make a dent in the transit operations. I know there were some other funding sources that they mentioned. I don't recall what those were at this time, but there are other options as well. I think there's, you know, of course, a tax was mentioned and some other options I can't recall. But of course, I focused in on the Park Tucson comment like you mentioned. But
It's been that way like several times in the past however many years, 10, 15 years, anytime there's a transit shortfall, they look towards Park Tucson as a potential revenue source. And it's interesting to me that as it's part of the Department of Transportation, why there isn't a complete understanding from other folks about kind of the financials of this.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And we'll remind Mayor and Council about that. My understanding is that Park Tucson funds have never funded transit in the past. Park Tucson does contribute to the general fund quite significantly from a citation revenue. So that could be looked at as kind of Park Tucson. But we're putting together, what our budget looks like. We're also going to forecast what the increased revenue from the extended meter hours would be. They also looked at, the Mayor and Council mentioned increasing rates for parking as a way to generate more revenue. We're conducting a cost of service study later this year to see where our rates fall in terms of market rates, covering costs. As you recall, some of our programs, like the residential permit program, the revenue that's generated is not even covering the cost of operating those specific programs, that program. And there's a few others, like you mentioned the meter hooding, but we're gonna get back to the finance committee about the meter hooding costs and what that covers as well. But it just, in my opinion, doesn't even come close to what transit would be.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me that it's always a thing that's talked about. You get some understanding and then also no kind of reciprocal support.
Mm-hmm. I just follow in. This is somebody who's been around since the beginning. There's been general kind of support as you just expressed, but there's never been this budget. Park Tucson has never actually supported transit services. So it's a time to really agree.
So. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. That was my question.
It's going to McConnell.
I'm sorry,
McConnell?
The Mercado Bay parking plan? Yes, so we are in talks with Mercado to install 8 parking pay stations throughout the district. We're finalizing locations. We're hoping to set up a meeting this week to finalize the location. We have general locations, or essentially one parking pay station on each block. They requested that it's all pay stations instead of meters as originally planned. We have those meters in stock. We will repurpose those meters to where we need them. And IPS, the company that we purchased the pay stations from, is offering a very sweet deal for these parking pay stations. So we have to buy an additional 5 to make the total of 8. We already have 3. 3 of the 5 that we have to purchase will be provided for free. In exchange for the free parking pay stations, IPS is asking us to introduce a new product called Text to Pay. So Text to Pay, which I plan to brief the commission on next month, is just like it sounds. You're gonna have a sticker on the meters with a 5-digit code, usually a 5-digit number. You text that number, and you then receive a website link where you can enter your credit card information and pay. So no longer needing to download the app. This will work in concert with the app. Both can operate at the same time. So those who've downloaded the app, that will stay, but text to pay will be another option. We were looking at this and thinking about it before that offer was made, and this just kind of accelerates it as well. But the parking pay stations at Mercado should be installed in mid-May. We're on track for that. We hope to, we're actually going to have the streets department pour some concrete foundations for those pay stations in early May, and then IPS is going to come out and install them, and those should be ready to go by June 1st.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on the question about the commission paying for, parking zone paying for transit. About a year ago, the city put together a group of stakeholders, I guess, to brainstorm how to fund transit to keep it free. And the university was at the table for that. One of the things that I proposed in the context of maybe drive those who drive their own cars fund those who don't. Like the drivers on the street fund the transit. That was the context of my proposal, was that maybe parking revenues help support transit, but it would have to be redefined in the way that Park Tucson works, right? It couldn't be as it currently stands. You can't just raise rates in the places that you currently have parking fees and generate enough revenue to make that happen. It would have to be a more citywide something, and I don't even know what that something is, but it was just generally in the context of those who drive could support those who are taking mass transit. And so that it could have come from that conversation.
Yeah, and I know that there's a transit commission that meets, I think, in this conference room once a month, and that's a great forum I would suggest to share. And I'll pass that on to our administrator for transit, Rhett Crownshield.
Yeah. We have a rep that participates in that too.
Okay, thank you for letting us jump in with those questions right there. Is there more to your report?
Do we want to discuss the Piker Fund?
Yes, please. And I don't have that available online. Actually, you know what? I can take it. I have to go. But the five-year plan is on the big sheet in front of you from Melissa Archer. I'll try to bring it up on the screen.
So with this five-year plan, this is really a living document. So it changes quite often because it's just a forecast. So we're just kind of trying to watch how things go, and then we will add a percentage as we move through. So in my Excel sheet, I just have basically formulas moving us through the years on how we've talked about how things might happen. And so for our off-street programs for FY26, we considered a 1% increase. And moving forward through 27, we considered an 8% increase. And that was basically due to the approved increases for garage fees. And then for our meter and reserved parking, The increases there are due to the Mercado and the hour extensions. And
let's see. Do you have a question about that?
Yeah, sure.
So it looks like from FY 25 to 26, there's only a $15,000 increase in that line item.
Off street.
For meters and reserve. That seemed low considering the rate increases that.
So
the budgeted FY 25 is 1.42. The projected 26 is 1.435.
So it does not look like we are going to come in at budget for the 1.4. So we did the increase off of what our projection is for 25. It looks like we budgeted a little high for that. And, you know, Mercado kept moving. And then also considering our extension hours, you know, those, we couldn't quite nail down those rates.
Sure.
So now here we are, we thought Mercado would be in place in 25 and it will not. So.
Which is probably why it went from 24, raised from 24 to 25 is assuming Mercado.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So those are what the considerations are for all the lines for meter and reserve parking was basically the extension hours and Mercado. And then for our permits, we also had an approved increase. So we were thinking a 7% increase for those over the years. And then with the new meters and being fully staffed, we are looking at a 3% increase for enforcement. So that's bringing our revenues in higher year after year, helping us get rid of that deficit that we carried over from the pandemic. And then down in our expenditures, we are looking at a 1.5% increase for personnel. And for services, I actually have the formula in there at a 10% increase. But I think that might be an error. I was looking at my assumptions that was submitted to mayor and council, and I put a 5% increase for security twice. So I'll have to relook at that and talk to Tom about it. I kind of feel like it was maybe the 5% increase we expect in the contract, and then an additional 5% on increased security needs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the 10% is correct. So that's, of course, where we see our biggest expenditures are in our services. And then we just put in a 3% increase for commodities. And then if you notice in our debt line, we will be, you know, our debt line consistently increased because we will be getting ready to pay off some good debt. And in 2030, the last remaining debt obligations we have are for Plaza Centro, and that is 31 and 32. And then we will be debt free at that point. Any more questions on the five-year plan?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. All right, now to the subcommittee reports. Start with finance and capital needs.
We didn't meet, so we had to meet here.
Thank you for that. That was my question.
I'm glad to hear that you'll be talking about putting your fees. An organizer of an event said to me that she was surprised by how low they were.
Yeah.
And in hearing about parking rates going up, she was wondering how come the events weren't paying more to close the streets when they're making quite a bit of money.
Yeah,
so
I believe
there's one person who won't give any pushback.
Yeah, and just to comment on that, if I may, the hooding fees for meters are based on the hourly rates on street. So essentially $9 a day right now because we enforce for 9 hours. So that will go up to $11 a day when the meter extension happens. And loading zones are a little different. If I can just add, loading zones are $25
per day
as well. And that will be a fee that's going to be looked at during the cost of service analysis. So that may go up even beyond those daily rates.
Okay. Awesome, thank you. Business district?
Yes, we did meet, and thank you, Tom, for helping me transition in my first meeting, leading that subcommittee. We got a pre-update on Ariane 4th, so I think we got even more full in today, so thank you for that. We got an update on the food truck peddler issue. Code enforcement has done a weekend of enforcement. Another one is upcoming, so we've moved past the education phase and into that light enforcement. We got a Mercado District parking plan update, which Tom just gave today. Tom let us know about adding 50 more hours of security at Pennington, so that really fits into the increased cost that we're seeing even in the five-year plan. And then a couple of things came up as potential agenda items for our subcommittee that might be worth mentioning here. One is there was interest in looking at extending streetcar operation hours in the summer, so those generally decrease as the students transition out of the community, but what would it look like for that to be throughout the summer? And so there might be a desire to see a subcommittee communication go out about that. The other item that came up, and this will wrap up my report, Madam Chair, and it could be a future agenda item here, and I think it should be, is there was interest of our subcommittee in seeing the Park Tucson Commission weigh in as the Mayor and Council look at the opportunity to increase parking fees to fund transit. So that is still a part of what the city manager is presenting today at the Tucson Mayor and Council meeting. I'll just take a point of personal privilege to say that I think as we've been in this year and a half of working on extending the hours, I think to jump into that in, you know, on June 2nd and then stack on top of that increasing the fees, regardless of whether we think it's a good idea or not, I think is logistically probably not wise, let alone I don't think it's going to produce a lot of revenue. So I think it would be good, maybe as a future agenda item, and our committee did, subcommittee did as well, to have that be something that comes from the commission. And if we can help staff out with that, that would be great.
Absolutely, Zach. I'll make sure to provide guidance as to how the body could provide a communication letter with support or information.
Thank you so much. Any questions on business district? I think that's a great idea, yeah, to have a voice in that conversation.
Yeah.
Neighborhood residential parking, I missed it.
So I'm the new chair for that.
And thank you, new chairs.
So, Tucson High's been a perennial problem, as you know.
Yeah.
However, Rincon High, that problem popped up, and Tom did a good job in getting that rectified. So they have new signage and new paint along the curbs, and hopefully that will continue to. We'll see what happens next year, but so far it seems to
be
going more smoothly, as opposed to Tucson High.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know.
Other than that, some of the neighborhoods are Sam Hughes, and they're just looking at adding the women's basketball games to the no parking, since the women's team is doing so well right now. They are getting flooded.
Yeah.
It is a great problem to have.
Jeffrey, if I may add, today we are having a phone call with Sam Hughes and Lincoln Heights about that.
Cool.
So that's happening this afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you. Anything further? Good deal. And then marketing.
We do not meet.
What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We met March 19th. I'm just going to read off the agenda because I did not bring my notes. I apologize. We did select a new chair, myself, Distribution of parking information cards, those are the little business cards. Special event parking information communications. We talked about the outreach plan for extension of parking meters. Centro Garage entrance banner, those were just repairs to an existing sign, I believe. Is that right, Tom?
The Centro banner is a new banner. And I should have got a photo of it. It's up. It went up yesterday. So I'm sorry I didn't get a photo of it.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah, I did. I was walking down this way. Right?
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a big banner. Thank you to Jose for helping with the installation of that.
And
I thought it was good.
Yeah, we saw a small rendering of that, but that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Okay, so future agenda items, we'll take back.
So I have park system response to the transit funding, text to pay, and election of a chair.
Yep. Yeah. Good. Look at that. 9:03. Anything else? We are adjourned, y'all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you drive or did you walk over here?
Oh, good job.